Today on Core Values, rolling the dice.
In 1977, the radio station I then worked for sent me to Atlantic City to do a news series. The next year, the first casino on the East Coast was to open in that fabled but time-worn town. Gambling was going to be the economic salvation of Atlantic City, bringing thousands of good-paying jobs and millions of dollars into the local economy. Worked for a while, but these days, casinos there are closing, not opening. Today, the Prince George's Council gave its final approval to a nearly billion-dollar casino to be built at National Harbor. The arguments for it sound familiar to me. Jobs, big boost to the economy. Okay, maybe it will happen. But it seems to me as if the cat is out of the bag on gambling. Pretty much every place has some form of it now, from casinos to horse racing to lotto. There has to be a saturation point. I have nothing against casinos. People can spend their money as they like. But the Prince George's government should realize the bet they've placed is not a sure thing. Knowing gambling is itself a gamble is a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.